So you're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, and this is Sarah Fader, and I'm here with Tristan Miller. What's up?
That is me. I am well. I am up. I am awake.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder, like, am I awake? Is this a dream? Am I like a brain in a vat somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Right? Is this all a simulation?
Is this all are you a hologram? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
could be.
And also, this is what anxiety feels like. That's like that is the subtitle of this podcast. I know, it's so weird. I actually majored in philosophy in college, and I was asked many times in an obnoxious way, what do you want to do with that? And I said, I want to work in a philosophy factory.
That's good.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah, because
also known as a university, I suppose.
Right. And I mean, but in actuality, I think that I would like to be a professor, like eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean,
sure.
Dr. Fader.
Oh, that's nice. That does have a nice ring to it.
Exactly.
So anyway,
what astrological sign are you? Are you a Virgo? I feel like
I am.
Yes. When is
way to
go. You know what? I have a moon in Virgo. So you know what? This Mercury in retrograde may be affecting you very intensely.
Okay. Sure. I don't know what that means at all.
It means that maybe some technology has failed you. Mm. Perhaps you're miscommunicating with people. People are miscommunicating with you. Things are going astray.
Don't know about that, but I know that I've been stressed out lately. I can give you that much.
Right. But, you know, the Virgo mind doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going.
No.
It's always
absolutely.
Going. Now, you have anxiety also?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I have a diagnosis of bipolar 2 disorder. So that's
high five! Me too!
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, us.
Yay. Yes. We are Bipolar the sequel, not the first
yes.
one.
Yep. Bipolar-er.
Right.
So with that comes a fair amount of anxiety and that sort of thing, and like a fair amount of hyperactivity. And I find more and more that like those are, at least to me, in the way they manifest in my mind, they're the same idea, just different. One's positive and one's negative.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm thinking a lot and I'm hyperactive and I'm doing a lot, that's not anxiety, but it's the same exact motions, just I'm not focused on a negative thing.
Right. My thing is also that I have, if you think of bipolar disorder as a salad, I also have the ranch dressing of ADHD.
Yes.
So, I mean... And you know,
really?
Some people really like ranch dressing. Some people
mm-hmm.
do not like it at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's neither here nor there. I don't know. Like, it's always kind of interesting seeing how people respond to either your illness or your personality because of the illness in general. But it is really hit or miss with some people. Like,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to say, though, is
mm-hmm.
that
sure.
I always have a problem with the people that are like, you are not your illness. And I'm like, you know what? Some days it sure fucking feels like I'm my illness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it is like, I think a better phraseology is you are not defined by.
That's
your
better.
Illness.
See, that's the Virgo coming out. The Virgo is
yeah.
like, let me just overanalyze this just a little bit and let me just make the semantics work for me.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. If,
like,
go ahead. You.
Oh, no, because
yeah.
it is, you're right, at a certain point, you are your illness in as much as it is a part of you, but
right.
it is not all of you.
No.
And that's the important thing to remember.
Right.
These, like, there's that great metaphor, like, moods and moments are like the weather, and they're going to pass. It's not going to be clouds always. It's not going to be sunshine always. It's just going to, you're going to just keep going.
Yeah, that, I mean, and that's why when people are like, the weather is so bipolar, I'm like, you're right,
yeah.
it actually is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not offended by that. I think the thing is that I once had this conversation with an Uber driver that was offensive, and she was like, oh, I think my boyfriend is bipolar. And I was like, oh, interesting. Why do you think that? And then she went on to say that he was abusive and an alcoholic and all these other things. And she's like, bipolar people are just so unstable. And I said, oh, really? Well, I'm bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, well, I mean, and like didn't know what to say and
yeah.
kind of like backpedaled. And it's just, this is the thing that it's so prevalent in terms of the perception of what bipolar is in society,
mm-hmm.
people want to believe it's instability. Like bipolar
yeah.
is synonymous with unstable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is like one of those things of like, it can be, but it also, once you figure it, I find it's when it's it only tends to be unstable when it's undiagnosed and untreated.
Yeah.
But the minute you get a handle on it, like people go, oh, then I just means I can't do these certain things and I have to be careful around these parts of my life.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though, also is that think about it like this. Mm. Anybody can be an asshole. Anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. Anybody can be. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? You can choose to ignore whatever's happening in your life and be like, mm-hmm. I have this illness, in quotes, or whatever you want to call it, and I'm just going to self-medicate with alcohol, or I'm going to self-medicate with sex, or I'm going to self-medicate with petting cats, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But which actually would probably be a great self-medication, if
yeah.
that's all you had to do. You know, unless
yeah.
you were allergic, but then that's another
yeah.
story. But anyway, the point is, you could ignore it, you
mm-hmm.
know, repress it, suppress it, whatever, or you could confront it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is also like this thing of, I was talking to a couple of people about this idea of like a concept of an asshole, because like you don't get to decide whether or not you are.
No.
And it's one of those things of like, that's not up to you. You just behave in one way. And then you just have to, like, once again, it is looking at behavior. And the problem I feel like that people do have with people who are mentally ill is the erratic behavior, quote unquote erratic. And that is also one of those things of like, if people are living by themselves, there's no such thing as an asshole. If you're not living around anybody, you're in the woods, you can do whatever you want.
Right. Well, I'm no
interact with people.
Let's back up though. The bears
yeah.
and the foxes and the birds mm-hmm. in the woods might think you're an asshole, but they can't say anything to you that you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They could. I wrote an article for, I believe it was on HuffPost, about the mm-hmm. difference between professional asshole and certified fucking asshole.
Okay.
So if you're a professional asshole, you have the ability to turn it on and off and use it as need be. Now, if you're a certified fucking asshole, that
mm-hmm.
means that you're just a terrible person.
Yeah. Yeah. I can empathize with that. Yeah.
You know? And I think what's missing in the world, though, in general, assholes or not, is
mm-hmm.
the concept of empathy. Because
yeah.
think about customer service. What is that person's job primarily? Why are they there?
Yeah, it is just to empathize and make sure you're okay with people. And, like, it's just a nice salve. Like, I work as a server. It's all just making sure, yes, sir, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, folks, whatever it is. Right away, and just like trying to minimize any anxiety or tension, and it's really, in fact, it's a weird position we've made.
Yeah, but so my thing is, I thought about this a lot because you know
yeah, yeah.
Moon in Virgo, and I think that those jobs are so focused on empathy, it's like number one quality that this person needs to have to do the job because
yeah.
it's so absent in our society.
Yeah.
I mean, if empathy was a priority for people and we actually valued it, we
mm-hmm.
wouldn't even have to tell people that that was part of their job. They would just
absolutely.
Fucking know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is like this thing of like, at a certain point, and also, I've been thinking about this a lot in regards to empathy, and then also in regards to like how people value other people. And like, we really do, we do value empathy, but it is also a difficult thing, and we don't acknowledge it, because like, if you look at like the way kids are, and people are like, kids are so hard to deal with, it's because they haven't, like, you have to learn empathy to a certain degree,
right?
Number one. Number two, it is also like the way people value, like, the reason I'm with my partner now is because we think each other are good and kind people. We also happen to think we're talented and, you know, funny or whatever.
Okay, wait.
But it is.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
Because I know that we're not supposed to ask the gender of people's partners, but this is
mm-hmm.
the thing is, now in Portland,
mm-hmm.
like, I was talking to somebody in this coffee shop, right?
Sure.
And I was like, you know, growing up in New York, we would say, you know, if somebody said partner, you would assume that it was the person was in a lesbian or gay relationship.
Sure.
And now partner is everyone.
Yes.
So every time somebody says partner, I'm like, I don't know what they sexually identify as. So now
sure,
I'm
sure,
thinking,
sure.
What gender is your partner? So
she is a woman.
Yeah.
She is a woman.
See, I don't know. But that, do you know
yep.
what I'm saying? But
yes, I do.
Because of the call out culture in Portland. When I was saying the difference between, like, when I grew up and now,
mm-hmm.
this woman at the coffee shop turns
yes.
around and she's like, hello, lesbian, right here. And I was like, okay, you totally missed the point of what I was just saying. I
yeah.
was just pointing out a cultural disconnect and the fact that times have changed. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just get so, like, ridiculous. Yeah. Like, stop being offended by things that are not offensive.
Yeah, and it is also like the thing, like, things were different, and now we're discussing the differences, and that's okay. In fact, that helps us understand why things are better now than they were.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
But let's go back. So your partner and you discuss this, discuss empathy.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, the fact that, like, I've been thinking about it a lot of, like, I like her and she likes me because we are good and kind people to each other. The fact that, like, we do think of each other as, like, talented artists and also fun to be around. But it's, like, people, that shouldn't matter. Kindness should be the most important thing in regards to any relationship. Does this person treat you with respect? That's the first thing you should go for.
Yes.
And I feel like, specifically, having been in the, like, comedian and, like, acting community a lot, like, people value, is this person funny? Is this person talented? Is this person attractive? And then, like, 9 other things, then are they a good person? Are they kind?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, hey, so that should be the first thing, and then everything else is like, you could be a terrible actor, but if you're nice to me, I'll love you forever, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I am an actor also. I went to Performing Arts High School, LaGuardia, in New York.
Holla.
So, but anyway, yes, I have a great deal of respect for creatives because I am a creative, and I get really mad when people want actors, writers, artists to work for free. It makes me very angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's actually a job that we do for monies, so don't expect that. I'm happy to volunteer time for things if I want to and feel passionate about the cause.
Yeah.
But I also need to pay my rent.
Yep. And it's kind of like the same way, like, if you're an accountant, you might go to your community center around tax time and volunteer there to help your community out.
Right, yes.
Whether that's a church or a public, you know, like a government building or whatever. There are people who do that.
Right.
It's just because you want to be nice.
Right.
Going back to it.
Exactly. I just want to let you know that behind me, my cat and my dog have broken into some Brillo pads and are now tearing them apart as an activity.
As something to do on the weekend, on a Saturday afternoon.
I mean, yeah.
I guess.
I want to ask you a random question. So there is a friend of mine that asked me if she could set me up with her friend, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know this guy, but I've been told that he is attractive, funny, likes cats and dogs, like all these good things about him.
Sure.
And so I was like, okay, great. And his astrological sign is Cancer. So, I mean, you know, he looked good on paper, in quotes. So I said, okay, give me his phone number. So I decided that I was going to take a litmus test of weird with him and see how weird could I go. You know, it's always the fun you want to see because you don't want to try. Like, you want to do that, and then if they go for it, then you're like, okay, this person is good because they can hang with my weird, right?
Yeah.
So I sent him a text message and I said, I have decided that you need to fill out a PDF application to date me if you want to go out with me. Now, are you okay with scanning this and emailing it to me? And he did not respond. So then I took it a step further.
Okay.
And then I said, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, is that funny? That's funny, right?
I think it's amusing, and also, like, on a practical sense, I think that's a good idea to do, because you should just get to know and, like, because don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. I mean, I think we need to have these on file in case people, you know, like, because people are, you know, you want to go out with me? Okay, here you go. So you fill this out, you know, and then we'll see. I'll let you know. Now, he did not get back to me, so I said, I was going to waive the application fee. But now, I don't know that I can do that.
That's funny.
You don't have to get it notarized. And he still did not say anything. So obviously he has no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Zero.
That's an issue.
Yeah, that's a really big problem, you know?
Yeah.
Because how could you think that was serious? That's what I want to know.
I feel like the reaction might be, I don't know if he thinks it's serious. I think he mostly is like, oh, this is her. I don't think this would jive with me, but he's being too, what's the word? Chicken shit.
Yes.
To respond going, hey, I don't think this is a good match. Because like it is like, if that's not your style of humor or whatever, like you can just be like, oh, I don't think this is a good idea.
Say something. Say yeah. something, though. Or, like, LOL, even? Come on.
Yeah.
Give me or something.
Just even, like, funny. Like, just got it.
Or H-A. Ha.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay, so you know what, though? I am, because of my OCD, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a really big problem writing LOL. I need to write ha, ha, ha. I don't,
uh-huh.
I feel like LOL is of the millennial generation. And,
sure.
you know, it's okay. I'm not judging people that do it. Well, the people that I judge are the people that type U instead of Y-O-U.
Yeah, that I don't understand. And it is like, it makes sense if you're like tweeting or something. Like they used to do it with telegraphs where there was a limited number of characters. But if you have all the, like, the assets there, it doesn't make sense. For me, like, LOL to me is not, I will put ha 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 if you actually make me laugh, whereas lol is just an acknowledgement that there was a joke.
Yes. I barely, I would say 0.0001% of the time use LOL. I do have a fondness for LMFAO.
Yes.
Because that is a very extreme reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm more of an extremist. I feel like
yeah.
sometimes I can be
sure.
histrionic. So I want to own that histrionic nature. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay also with OMG at times. There's a time
mm-hmm.
and a place. There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
If you're overusing OMG.
Yeah.
You know?
My, as long as we're talking about these acronyms,
yeah.
my least favorite thing is the ironic use of LMAO in regards to if, when something good happens.
Right.
To someone. Like, if you're like, oh, I got accepted to my favorite college, LMAO. Like, what? Because
what the
it's
fuck?
Just
what are you talking about? Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Or,
just be, like, happy about it.
Also, the overusage of LOL in a nervous way. With the people that
use
the people that use LOL when you're like, oh, what are you talking about, LOL? Like, they're uncomfortable about the situation, or they're being,
yeah.
it's, like, used in a very strange, sarcastic, like,
yeah.
self-deprecating. And I'm like, maybe you should just communicate like a human.
Yeah, you could just be like, I don't like this, I like this, this doesn't make sense to me, I'm confused. Like, you could just, these are all words.
Words that we could say. I have
yep.
When I got my car, the guy that helped me finance it, like the bank dude, was
yeah.
like, he was genius, like very smart person. And we were very like intellectually vibing. And
mm-hmm.
he said his least favorite thing that a customer says to him is, I'm confused. Because if you think about it, that means absolutely nothing.
That is like, that is.
Think about it.
That does mean nothing. It's just like, what? Like, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely nothing. Because basically, you should just stop saying that and actually ask what you want clarification on.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand this specific point.
I'm confused, period, means absolutely fucking nothing. Like, and I never realized that until he said it. I was like, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Like, I have this guy that I'm, like, sort of talking to. He does
sure.
a lot. He does a lot of, I don't know. And eventually, I'm like, you know what? That's not an acceptable answer.
Sure.
You need to take a moment and know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is. I don't know. It's definitely become a weird placeholder for, in a weird way. Like, at least the way
almost.
I know a lot of my friends use it.
You know what you're going to do? Oh, hold on 1 second. So, Tristan, you're amazing. I'm so happy to have had you on here. Sorry we have to cut it short, but let's do this again.
Yes, please. I would like that very much.
And I'll talk to you anon, and
mm-hmm.
where can people follow you?
On Twitter. You can go to Charm Chancer on Twitter, and then my website is tristanjmiller.com. I have a bunch of stuff there that you can check out.
Wonderful. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.